This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a long-awaited episode of the Blind Access Journal podcast. I'm Daryl Shandro, and with me I have my friend Allison Hilliker.
Hello.
Yay, Allison. It is Sunday, November 27th. We're finishing up Thanksgiving Day weekend, 2011. And we thought that we would do a little iOS demonstration, an iOS 5 demonstration, specifically of the custom labeling feature. And so we are going to demonstrate how to label all of the buttons in the GetGlue app. So do you want to describe to everybody what GetGlue is and why we care
right.
about it?
GetGlue is a way to share what you're doing with other people. It's kind of like a social media type app. You can sign up for an account, and you can basically share with others what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're listening to, or what you're thinking about, and other people who are on the GetGlue, have a GetGlue account, are able to read what you've checked into, and they call it a check-in when you post that you're reading, watching, listening, etc. They call it a check-in, kind of like on Foursquare, for those who are familiar with that. And you can also post these check-ins on Twitter or Facebook. There's a way to link the accounts, which is nice. And you also can unlock badges, similar to on Foursquare. You get them for watching different shows or listening to certain music or doing different combinations of activities. You can unlock badges, and those are fun to, you know, kind of see how many you can get and compete with friends. And you can also read reviews of these different items that you can check into. You can read reviews, you can write reviews, you can make suggestions and read information about new things that maybe you haven't encountered before. You can look at your friends' check-ins, and if it's something you're not familiar with, you can find out more about it and kind of expand your options that way.
You can expand your entertainment horizons.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can also like things on GetGlue, is that right? So you can become a fan of things?
Yes, yes. And you can, you know, so you can make long lists of favorites that you've liked, and sometimes if you like a certain number of things, then you get a badge for that that you unlock. So there's a lot of different ways to get those.
Yeah, like the book, what is it, the bookworm badge or something like
right.
that?
Right, there's a bookworm badge. There's a, you can get different fan TV fan badges. There's a lot of different ones. I can't remember all their names.
So now GetGlue is a website, getglue.com, and that is how we have been using it up to this point.
Right. There's an m.getglue.com if you want a mobile site, and then there's the regular getglue.com. I typically use the standard site, and I can check in that way, and it really is fairly accessible, but I think it would be faster and more convenient to be able to check in on my iPhone. So that's what, but the buttons currently aren't labeled that well, so that's what we're going to try to fix today.
Yes, and it looks like I thought of this app because in many cases, when an app is inaccessible, it is because the buttons aren't labeled.
Mm-hmm.
It's not usually for other reasons. It can be. There can be missing parts of the page, but usually not. And I looked at GetGlue, and I did see that really it looks like this app will be accessible if only the buttons are labeled. So that's why we chose this app as our demo.
So we ready to try it out?
I think so. We're running GetGlue on Allison's iPhone 4S.
Yes, with iOS 5.
Yes, the latest 5.0.1.
Yes, so we are current.
Yes. Take it away, Allison.
324. Slide to unlock. Utility stops. 90%, 85%, 100%. Utilities folder. iBooks. Utilities. Mail. Phone. Page 2. Breaking. Audible. Moosey. GetGlue.
Okay.
GetGlue. Button.
Okay, so now we just heard it say Get Glue button. And I think if you flick across there, you're on the first one. I think there's two other buttons.
Button. Button.
Ah, button, button, button. They're not labeled.
Not very helpful at all. So we want to go back to the first one.
Button, button.
And
button.
I have an iPhone 4 over here, which you will not hear. I have it connected with earbuds so that we don't totally confuse each other.
Button, button, button.
And remember, we are doing this without... We're doing this without sighted help.
Yeah, completely.
So I am testing the buttons. On my iPhone, I'm double checking which button is the login button, because the first thing we have to do, right, is log in to Get Glue. And I want to make sure that we label. Okay, so this button is... That one is not, the first button is not for logging in.
Okay. And you did that by tapping on it and seeing what was there, correct?
Yes. So you just double tap the button and then just figure it out, right, for yourself. Figure out what the button does. So I'm going to close Get Glue.
Okay.
And I tested this ahead of time, but then I think there's been an update or something, so I never want to assume that we know what we're doing. I always test everything before explaining to the user what to do. Okay, good. So we have a sign up button is the second button.
Okay.
So we might want to go ahead and label that.
Try to unlock. Get Glue. Pull to reload. Pull to reload. In progress.
So actually, though, we didn't want to double tap on the button. We wanted to label it.
Right. I don't think
loading.
I double tapped on it.
Okay,
selected.
It's still loading.
Stream.
Okay.
Tab. 1 of 5.
Okay. What I would do is I would hit home and go back into Get Glue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get Glue. Get Glue. Button.
And you want the second button.
Button.
And what you want to do is you want to do the two-finger double tap and hold. Yeah. You take... Aha!
Alert. Label element. Text field. Is editing. Label.
And we can call that sign up.
Capital C. Capital D. Capital S. Capital S. K. I. I. G. G. N. N. Space. Sign. J. U. U. L. P. P.
You want to find the save button now?
Done.
No,
done?
Not that one. You want the save button.
Delete.
There's a done and a save button.
Save button.
There, that's the one you want.
It's kind of
Get
above
glue.
The keyboard.
Pull to reload.
A little bit
last
towards
updated.
The left.
11/27/2011, 3:27 p.m.
And the cool thing is keep in mind, everyone, I will also, in the show notes, put the concise steps for labeling a control. So what we're doing here is sort of demonstrating, and we're also kind of applying what some of you may recognize as a structured discovery approach, because that's kind of what we believe in out in the world at large, and I think it applies to technology as well.
Because that's what most of us have to do when we're on our own. If we don't have someone around to tell us how to do it or to explain it, we might have to figure it out on our own. So it's good to know how to search around and find that kind of information.
Exactly. Okay.
Pull to reload. Last updated. 11/27/2000.
Let's see what screen we're in here now.
In progress. Loading. Selected. Stream.
I'm saying loading.
Trending.
Isn't it? Okay.
Tab. Tab. 3 of button. Stickers. Tab. Suggestions. Tab.
So what I would do, I would go back out and come back in.
Okay.
And we can test then to see if our sign
Get
up
glue.
Button works.
Double. Get glue button. Sign up button.
How about that?
Nice.
Let's take a look at. I'm going to take a look at the third button. And again, I'm not demonstrating this part of it because I think that would be too confusing if I let my iPhone talk as well. I think we kind of can agree on that.
Yes, my iPhone is our voice.
Yes. All right, so we are checking the third button. Yes, and I'm right. So the third button is login. So let's make sure we're on the button after sign up.
Sign up, a button.
And then
okay.
Do the same.
Two-finger double tap and hold?
Yes.
Get Glue login. Close button.
Okay, so we wound up in the login screen.
So we're just going to back?
Yeah, I would just close out of the app.
Okay.
And it gets weird here because...
Get Glue.
Yeah.
You double tap to
land
open.
In different places. Okay.
Get Glue button. Sign up button.
There you go.
Alt text field is editing. Save
there you go.
Button. Cancel button. Save.
Text field.
Save. Cancel. Text field is editing.
Okay. Label. And this is sign in.
This is login.
Capital
login.
N. Login. Capital N. Capital K. Capital L. Capital L. O. O. F. G. G. Space. Log. I. Space. V. B. N. N.
And then you hit the save button.
R. Cancel. Save button. Get Glue. Pull to reload. Last updated. 11/27/.
And I'm going to say here, let's see, how long have you had your iPhone 4S now?
I got it right when the 4S came out in mid-October, so I've had it a little over a month.
Yes. So I'm just saying that, you know, Allison played a little bit with her. She had an iPod Touch that she, her mom's iPod Touch, and she had, you know, some chances to work with my iPhone a little bit. But overall, you're brand new to this technology. You're pretty new to it, and you've really accomplished a lot in 6 weeks.
Yeah, I've definitely really enjoyed learning about iOS. It's really been an exciting thing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back out. And like I said, test along the way.
Get Glue. Moosey's Mac. Get Glue. Get Glue button.
Okay, so that I'm going to leave that button unlabeled because I'm not sure what it does. Remember, we went in there and we couldn't really figure out what it was supposed to be, so it didn't seem to be.
Sign up button.
We've now got a sign up.
Login.
And
a login button.
Nice.
So see, hopefully we can get the developers to do this one day, to provide these labels. All right, so I guess we can go into login. Double tap on login. And
now, if something unfortunate were to happen to my iPhone, would this be backed up somewhere in the cloud where we save the other info with for our apps?
That is an answer we will post out to the world. So if any of you know, what happens to labels? Do they get saved in the iCloud? Or can they be backed up to iTunes? I think the answer is yes. I think when you back up settings, it's backing up all settings. But I can't confirm that 100%.
All right.
So.
Good deal. Gives us something to look forward to.
Yes. All right. So what do we have here?
Get Glue login. Heading. Login. Heading level 3. Username.
Okay, so we are back, everybody. She has logged in. It's a basic login screen. This screen is very accessible, so we, you know, didn't decide to demo it. It was just a username field, a password field, and a go button to finish the process.
The go button I actually found in the lower right-hand corner of the keyboard.
Exactly. Yeah, just below the very lower right corner, right? Yeah.
Right, very lower, kind of where a search button is sometimes. It just happened to be called Go in here.
Yes, and that will be in many apps, and that's one thing you'll hear us talk about. So you'll hear us flicking sometimes, and also at other times referring to different parts of the screen, because both techniques can be helpful depending on what it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Cactus Cock.
Let's
Cactus
see what we
Cock.
Got here.
Burn the Immortals. You are watching a very Gaga button.
All right, so we have another button here. So we're kind of on what looks like a home screen here, where it's got my last check-in, and then when I flick to the right, it's got some of our history updates, different check-ins by my friends. But there's the first thing we actually came to before we read all that is a button that's on the far left. It seems to be the very first thing you end up on is an unlabeled button.
Right, and actually that button is profile.
Profile, so we're going to rename that one. Make sure I'm on it.
Button.
Okay.
Alt text field is editing.
Awesome.
Label. Insertion point at end. Text okay. field.
Was profile?
Is editing. Cap,
yes.
Capital delete. Capital L. Lima. Capital P. Capital P. R. R. K. O. O. Z. X. D. F. F. L. K. O. P.
P. Oops.
Done. Delete. P. F. F. O. I. I. J. K. L. L. R. E. E. Done.
We want the P. save button.
Yeah. Save button. Get glue. Profile. Button.
Perfect.
And the cool thing is these buttons, once they're labeled, they act like they really are labeled buttons as though the developer had labeled them.
Right. It sounds as if it had always been that way, that had been meant to be that way.
Yes.
It sounds great when you're flicking through to... It seems like they were meant to be.
Yes.
You can't tell that they were just labeled on our own.
And so you look at all your friends, you flip through all your friends.
Yes, the next thing that's right to the right of profile.
You are watching a very gaga Thanksgiving. 3 days.
That was my last check-in.
Yep.
3 days ago.
Cactus caught. Burn the Immortals. Box office sticker. 18
awesome.
Hours.
So that's one of my friends. It's actually Cactus Cat, but voiceover says caught because it's spelled with a
yep.
K. And so one of my friends was watching the Immortals, and she unlocked a sticker. So the more I flick to the right,
Cactus,
the
Cactus
more it goes through a lot of the
sticker.
History of my friends.
18 hours.
So now if we want to look at which one do you want to label next, which you...
So after we get to, after we go through, flick through all those, we'll get to a load more button. Then there's a stream, and there's a trending, and then there's an unlabeled tab.
Mm-hmm. So
let's do that.
Cactus.
I gotta flick a ways.
Yes.
I could probably go to the bottom of the screen.
To Queen. Her look. Select trending tab.
There we go.
Selected stream tab.
There's the stream tab.
Trending.
There's trending.
Tab.
And there's the unlabeled tab. So. Do you want me to double tap on it? Do we know what that one is?
I'm doing that right now.
All right.
Checking it out. And I'm seeing the same, you know, like the friends list that I had before. And then I'm seeing... I'm going to say that's... I'm going to call that unlabeled tab search, because after your friends, which unfortunately always stays up here,
mm-hmm.
your friends history... And then after load more, it goes into button, which I know are like TV shows. You know, you select which type of
mm-hmm.
program you're going to search for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling this tab.
Cactus caught.
Search, okay.
Load more. Selected. Stream. Trending. Tab. 3 of 5. Text field. Is editing. Capital N. Capital X. Capital D. Capital S. Capital S. Y. T R E E A A T R R space C C J Julia H H R Y T.
Searching for the save button here.
Mm-hmm.
Save button.
There we go.
Get glue. Profile button. Cactus caught. Cactus
look
selected. Stream. Trending. Search.
And now the search tab's labeled.
And what she said, what she did just then is went straight down to the bottom of the screen where the tabs are. It's what you did, right? So you didn't have to look at all those.
Actually, I just touched in the middle of the screen and it took me back, just a single touch in the middle of the screen and it took me nearly back to where I was, not quite.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're applying that same principle then where we...
Right.
Where we do this, and I always take the opportunity to specify this because this is something I didn't know for the first few months that I had an iPhone. And so I'd be looking at a bunch of email messages or a bunch of tweets, and I would be always back at the top of the list. And I'm sure you can imagine how frustrating that is to be stuck at the top and have to flick down 100 tweets or something.
Right.
So anytime you are in a list of things, anything, emails, tweets, get glue or something, try touching near the middle of the screen, and most of the time you will find yourself where you left off.
or pretty close to it, and that's what I did just then.
So. Okay. So now we have a search tab.
Mm-hmm. I have to unlock the screen.
Yeah.
Slide to unlock. Get glue.
All right.
So now, did you hit the search tab?
You are watching a very Gaga thing.
No, but I went back to the beginning because I didn't touch the middle of the screen. So I'm going to go.
Stickers, tab.
I went to the very bottom of the screen where there's that little strip of different tabs down there.
Mm-hmm.
Search, tab.
Okay, and I'm going to double tap this search.
Yeah.
You are. Close button.
And here you go. So the first thing we have after the close button is to say something called you are.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And then after that is a search button, which we won't worry
you
about
are.
Right now.
Search button.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one more.
Profile button.
Yeah.
You are watching a very Gaga Thanksgiving. 3 days.
So now you get to flick through all these. Unfortunately, one thing about GetGlue is it keeps certain things on the screen even when you open new things.
Mm.
Which is
so it's,
kind of
I'm
going
to go through all the history again?
Yes, but you can flick through and you want to go right after load more is the first button we want to label.
Back disk. Look button. Load more.
Okay.
Is that what I want?
No, the one right after that.
Button.
Ah.
That one is TV shows.
Okay.
Alert.
That's
label element.
I did my double tap and hold again.
Label.
Yes, with two fingers.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So, with two finger double tap and hold.
Yeah.
And.
Capital I.
But this one was called.
TV shows.
TV shows.
Capital F. Capital T. Capital T. V. V. Spade. TV. D. S. S. J. B. V. G. H. H. O. O. D. E. W. W. S. S.
Okay.
Save button. Get glue. You are. Close button.
And so,
button.
We'll check the next one.
Button. TV shows. Button.
And then the next one is.
And all I did that time was I touched once in the middle of the screen and it took me almost right to the TV shows button that we just labeled. I flicked to the left a couple of times to get to it, but it was certainly faster than flicking right through all the Friends history.
Exactly. All right, so the next one is movies.
Movies, okay.
Button. TV show button.
I flicked forward to find the button and then back to make sure I was at the button right next to TV shows.
That's exactly.
So I'm going to two-finger double tap and hold again.
Yep.
Alert. Text field. Is editing.
Label. Movies?
Yes.
Capital J. Capital N. Capital M. Capital M. O. O. C. V. V. O. I. I. D. E. E. Shift. A. S. S. Y. E. Save. Button. Get glue. You are. Button. Button. Movies. Button.
Good.
TV shows. Button.
So
movies.
The one
button.
After it?
Button.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
All right. Two-finger double tap hold?
Yeah.
Alert. Text field. Is editing.
Music, you said?
Label.
Music.
Insertion.
Right.
Capital M. Capital F. J. I. U. U. Z. A. S. S. U. I. I. Z. X. C. C. Save. Button. Get glue. You are. Cook music. Button.
And I noticed the more that I've done this, the more quickly I'm able to find that save button after typing. It seems to be kind of above the keyboard in the middle, up a little ways. So the more times I've searched for it, the easier it's gotten, which is kind of nice, which makes things run faster.
And then the good thing is, you know, it's the muscle memory thing too. You're getting your mind and your fingers are
coordinated. Brain and fingers. Yep,
yes.
Getting that connection. So now we have TV shows, movies, music.
Books.
Button.
All right.
And I had
95%.
Remember that I was
movies.
Telling you, you were like,
button.
Oh, I'm concerned I will not learn this. And I'm like, you will get the muscle memory down. You will get that.
It's true.
Yes.
Music button.
There's that button.
Alt text field. It capital D. Capital X. Capital S, capital V. Capital B.
Capital B.
K. O.
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 J. K.
K.
Shift. A. S.
S.
Save button. Get glue. You are. Books button.
There we go. I touched the middle of the screen. It took me right there again.
Awesome. And the last one on this list is topics.
Button. Alert. Text field. Capital C. Capital G. Capital T.
Capital T.
O.
O.
P.
P.
J. K. I.
I.
X. C.
C.
D. S.
S.
Save button. Get glue. You are. Music button. Books button. Topics button. Button. Topic button.
There's another button.
It is another button. Let's see. Oh, did we do games?
I don't think so.
Topics button.
Okay, so that one, that's, I am very sorry. So that one that is labeled topics.
Right.
Is, let me just double check something. Go to the left of topics.
Topics button, books button.
That is actually games. So this is fine. We're going to learn how to fix something that isn't right.
There you go.
So let's.
Topics button.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Same gesture.
Games. Check in. Back button.
Oh, you actually opened the.
Oops.
That's okay. It seemed like it was working, didn't it? But
music button.
I just did the back gesture with the two fingers for right then left, and then I touched in the middle of the screen, and I'm right back where I was, thankfully.
Yay.
Books button. Topics button.
Check in.
Back button.
Okay, not quite holding long enough, I think.
You are. Music button, books button, topics button. Alert.
Right.
Text field is editing.
All right.
Topics. Insertion point at start.
So I just retype it?
I think you want to delete it first. Use the delete button on the bottom. Near the bottom.
Insertion
right.
point at end.
There you go.
I double tapped to make sure that my cursor was at the end.
Awesome.
Done. Delete. S C I P O capital G.
There you go.
That should have done it. All right, and this is games?
Yes, it's games, yeah.
Capital G. Capital G D S A
A
space N M
M
E
E
shift A S
S
save button. Get glue. You are.
And now, topics button. Will be the last button.
Movies, music, books, button, games, button, button.
There you go.
Alert. Lake Tech, capital I. Capital G. Capital Y. Capital T.
Capital T.
O.
O.
P.
P.
J. U.
I.
I.
C.
C. F. D. S.
S.
Save. Button. Get glue. You are. Books. Button.
Now, I've noticed when I double tap and hold, it does actually three tones.
Yes.
So I wait for all three tones before I can, before it brings up the alert where you actually type in.
Yes.
So that's a little helpful tip there I can throw out is listen for three tones. Now all my buttons appear to be labeled over here.
So
music,
now
button, movies, TV shows.
All
more.
These unlabeled buttons are now
books, but music, movie, TV shows.
Isn't that neat?
That is pretty neat. Yes, exciting.
Okay, so do we want to try searching for one then?
Sure.
All right.
Now let's look for music. We were listening to Christmas music earlier.
Yes.
And we were listening to. I know one of them we listened to was Amy Grant. So do you want to search for that?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that.
Music. Button.
I double tap the music button.
Check in. Back button. Music. Heading. Profile. Button. You are watching a very Gaga Thanksgiving. Factus Caught. Bernie,
All the way through the history again. So I'm going to try going near the bottom and flicking to the left.
Yes, you could do that. So touching near the middle didn't quite do it for us that time.
I actually didn't think to do it that time. I thought we were going to find new controls.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it didn't. It's still repeating the history. So. Okay.
Suggestions. New items. Yeah. Stickers. Button. Search. Tab. Trending. Select. Load more. Lights. Load more. Select.
And Karen is out here joining us for a few minutes and listening to us. So, all right. Say hi, Karen.
Hi.
All right. She said hello to the world. All right.
Lights. 1,000. Weezer. 2. Queen. 2,000.
I'm not sure what this is here.
Evanescence.
So now...
It's listing different musicians.
Yes. So what we can do is if we don't want that, like if we don't want to select one of those, then we should be able to search. And that is near...
Black Veil, Beyonce, Demi Lovato, Michael Bublé, Disturbed, Trending. Search for an artist.
I found it. I just kept flicking left until I found it.
But that's the search tab.
Search for an artist.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you did it. Okay, good.
Double tap to edit. Search view is editing.
Okay, now I'm going to type.
Capital D. Capital A. Capital A. N. M. F. H. J. I. U, Y, space, Amy, G, T, R, A, B, N, F, G, Y, T, G.
Now, do I do a search button over here?
Search.
There we go.
There it is.
Search.
The search was in the bottom right corner.
Like it is on in many apps that you're searching. It's
Peter
really handy to
Amy
know.
Grand.
Okay.
Amy Grand. Matches. Heading. Amy Grand.
I'm flicking to the right.
Peter Cetera and Amy Grand. Profile. Button.
So you have two.
So two options. Amy Grant and Peter someone with Amy Grant.
Peter Cetera.
Cetera. I didn't quite catch what it said. All right.
Peter Cetera and Amy Grand.
I'm going to double tap on the Amy Grant one.
Yeah.
Check in. Music.
That search was
back
fairly easy.
Yeah.
That's good.
So do we want to see what we can check into?
Check in.
Button.
There is a button.
I don't know what that button does. I could not get it to do anything.
Okay.
It's there in a few places, too. So.
Profile. Button. You are watching a very gaga Factus Cot.
Oh, there's our history again. So I'm going to tap near the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Suggestions. New odd sticker. Button. Search. Trending. Selected. Button.
Flicking to the left.
Button. Button. Button.
There's a bunch of buttons.
Add a comment. One other person is Amy Grand. Load more. Factus Cot.
So we got Amy Grant.
Amy Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we got...
One other person is listening this.
It tells you how many other people are listening. Sometimes if you're watching a popular TV show, you'll find that it'll say, you know, something like 1,500 other people checked in, which is kind of interesting to see how many other people checked into that at the same time as
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so... So after that, we have one other person. So is this just going to let us to check into Amy Grant? It's not going to let us help find songs by
Right, her, right. Usually they just, when you're checking into music, you just check into the artists themselves. So it should just say, I'm listening to Amy Grant.
Screen dimmed.
Okay, so... So I've just searched for her, too. So after we see who's listening or who's checked in, what else is after that, then?
The unlock.
Slide to unlock. Get share to. Add a comment. One other person is listening this. Add a comment.
I think that's probably test where you field. Can type
double
in
tap
something
edit.
You want to say.
Right.
Usually if you leave that blank, it will just say, I'm listening to Amy Grant and tell you how many other people are checked in at that same time.
Gotcha.
I typically don't fill in a comment, but you certainly can fill in anything you want to say.
So an after comment, and I think it's saying share to.
Share to.
And these are buttons representing what we can share to, I think.
Ah.
button.
So I'm just I'm testing that.
Right, like I have mine linked to my Twitter account. Daryl has his linked to Facebook.
And Twitter. Yeah.
So that's where you check which one you want to cross-post to see if you want to post. You don't have to post anything. You can just check in on GetGlue, but it can also share your check-in with Twitter or Facebook if you wanted to.
Unfortunately, though, I can't get, so when I double tap these buttons, they don't, seem to do anything. Yeah. So this
it's probably because they're selected and it's not telling us if they're selected or not.
Aha, wait, I got 1 to 4 square?
I didn't know you could link it to Foursquare, but maybe you can. It would make sense.
So this is where we are discovering these things together, and this is okay. All right, I'm going back to the first button, though, after Share 2. I'm going to try it again.
I wonder what happens if you double tap on Share 2. Have you tried that?
One other person is
I did before, but I just tried again. Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Sometimes you just have to guess and check on this.
Some of the stuff you do. So, the first two didn't do anything. The third one. Okay, so the third button appears to be Foursquare, so we can at least label that.
Okay.
Add a comment. Share to. Button.
Did you go to the third button?
Label element.
Oh.
That's the first button,
is editing. Label.
Okay, so how do I...
Just hit cancel.
Capital T. Capital Q.
Searching
capital W.
Cancel.
Capital E. Cancel. Button.
Found
there
it.
You go.
Get glue. Check in. Music. Share to. Button. Button. Button.
So this one here.
Yeah, it would be the third button, yes.
Text field. Is editing. Space, dictate, more, numbers, more, letters, period, comma, semicolon, left, part, 5, 4, 4, more, letters, Z, S, S, A, W, Q, R, T, Y, U, Z, shift, A, F, T, R, E, E, Y.
Save button, and there we have it.
Get glue, check in, music, button, button, Foursquare, button.
All right, I have the two unlabeled buttons now, and then that third one is now labeled Foursquare, so.
Awesome, and I was checking on the third one here, or the fourth one, I should say. So these are... checked in. Oh, so that fourth button. Oh. When I checked it, I unlocked a sticker.
So that must have been your check-in button.
It was my check-in button.
Nice, and you got a sticker.
And it says I completed Glue Bootcamp.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they're called, instead of badges, they're called stickers on GetGlue. Thus the GetGlue name for getting stickers. The glue on the back of stickers.
And I completed that because I used my iPhone to check in.
So if I...
Button. Selected. Stream. Tab. One of... Button. Foursquare. Button.
So I should label this one check-in then?
Yes.
Okay.
Alert. Text field. Capital V. Cap space. Capital V. Capital C. Capital C. H. H. F. R. E. E. Z. Che.
Oops.
Done. Delete. Space. Done. Space. A. Space. E. H. H. E. X. C. C. M. K. K. Space. Check. K. I. I. Space. V. B. N. N. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Text field. Cancel. Save button.
So there could be
check in music.
Awesome.
Back button.
So do you want to try to check in now?
I would. I'm curious. Just trying to figure out these buttons that aren't like one of them's got to be Facebook. One of them's got to be Twitter. Do we have any way of figuring that out?
I don't know right now because I think what you said earlier, Allison, is correct. So they're doing something on the screen that we don't know.
Right.
Have no way of knowing, really.
I know mine. Assuming these are these buttons are checked, mine will only post to Twitter because I only have my Twitter linked, where Gerald's would probably post to both. Assuming their default is checked, because I haven't tapped those.
See, unfortunately, I have now.
So you don't know if it's on or off.
I don't know if it's on.
I guess you'll know when you look at your Twitter and Facebook later.
Yes.
Check in heading.
So do you want to maybe call it? Well, we don't know which one is Twitter and
music.
Which one is Facebook, though. So it still doesn't help.
Check in. Heading.
Oops, now I went to the beginning.
Okay.
Top of screen. Top of screen. Music. Check in. Heading. Stickers. Stickers. Button. Search. Trending. Tab. Selected. Check in. Button.
I'm going to press the check in button.
Okay.
See what happens.
Check in. Tiny. PNG. Image. List start.
Not sure what that was.
Okay.
You use the iPhone app to check in to watch or watching. You can now iPhoneer. PNG. Image. List. Friend leaderboard. Heading with iPhoneer. PNG. Image. List in. You use the iPhone app to check in to watch or watching. You can now
I can now earn something.
iPhoneer. PNG. Image.
Okay.
List in.
iPhoneer. PNG. Image.
Friend leaderboard. Heading level 3.
So that's your friend leaderboard. Okay.
List start. Tiny. PNG. Image. Rate this. Heading
rate
level
this.
This is your first check-in here. You can't be a fan without liking. Heading level 4.
Oh, you can like this.
List start. I like it. Button.
There
is
we go.
That
that's labeled.
I like it. List end. Liked. One other person is list. Liked. Button.
Now it
list
says
end.
Liked, so when I double tapped it, it changed from like it to like. And then.
One other person is listening this.
Okay. One other person is listening to Amy.
Add a comment.
I could add a comment
text
if
field.
I want to. There's
double
a
tap
edit field.
To
I'm just looking to the right here.
Checking in. Share to. Button.
And again, there's our unlabeled, or
button.
Two unlabeled.
Four square. Check in.
And
button.
So we don't know. I guess we need sighted help, don't we, for those.
But we got
first.
Pretty much through the entire process without sighted help.
We
got
did.
Everything except for those two buttons, which are not essential, and we'll know if they were. If mine posts to Twitter, I'll know that the default is on.
Right.
And if it doesn't, I'll know that the default for those two buttons is off. So technically, we may not need it. Although I won't know which one's Facebook and which one's Twitter.
And what we may do in a follow-up show, I could one of us could do a follow-up show where we get like you know, someone on one end or the other, like your mom or our friend Alice or someone to tell us what those buttons are.
Right. So we
and
can
then
label
we
them
can
way.
Label them with sighted help. The cool thing, here's the cool thing we'll be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Screen lock.
We can make sure the screen curtain is turned off so they can see it. And we can actually point at the button with our finger, because remember, it's in the same position for us as it is for for everybody else. To say, can you tell us what that looks like?
Which is nice, because certainly when I'm on the computer, I can't point to the screen and find where something is exactly and show
yeah.
them. So it's nice to be able to do that on iOS.
So we now have an app where we can search. We can log in or sign in if we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can search for things. We can see what our friends are up to. We can look at our last check-in. And we can check into things.
Mm-hmm. So we took a basically inaccessible app and made it accessible and workable and useful. Something we can use.
Yes, we took a 10% accessible, 10 to 20% accessible app and made it 90% accessible.
Great. I think that's terrific. I am pretty happy with it. That's not something you can do, you can say every day about technology. So I am very happy with it.
Okay.
Yay.
So thank you, Allison, for being on the Blind Access Journal podcast.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to many more awesome, you know, radio shows and podcasts with you.
All right. Well, I look forward to it also. Thank you.
So have a great day and a great week, everyone. This is Daryl Shandro.
And Allison Hilliker.
And this is the Blind Access Journal podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.